is he, a faggot?
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mike, I know you're like me. You're into politics.
I am, very much so.
And I know that they had the South Carolina, a big to-do.
Yes.
They're having more to-dos down there.
Yes, they had the primary, and now they're having they have the Democratic debate.
Maybe you're like me. I don't really like to make any decisions until I hear from Prince Frederick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guy that was, or is still married to Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Not the town down in Maryland.
No, not Prince Frederick.
No.
The guy that said he was the father of one of Anna Nicole's, well, the only baby
yes.
that Anna Nicole's.
He's
made.
Been on a Paris Hilton crusade lately, too.
Anyway, here he is.
I don't vote. Whatever I do, it's wrong anyhow, so I don't vote. I leave the voting to the intelligent people.
If you were to vote, who would you vote for? Though?
Hillary Clinton. She's a favorite. She's going to go in the White House anyhow. She's going to be the man in the White House, I'm telling you. She's going to be the president. It's only Hillary Clinton, nobody else.
What makes her better?
Because, first of all, it doesn't make a difference who is in the White House right now. Because this country is in big, you know, and Bush puts it in big. So it doesn't matter who is in the White House. But I think it needs a woman, you know, to clean up. It always needs a woman to clean up.
Love that accent.
Oh, please don't call from Sacramento and tell us that these guys are from Sacramento.
No! For the love of God!
With Steel Breeze. No! We know it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
That is so true, Dick.
I can't believe it. These guys are fags. These kids are fags. I can't believe it. No, God damn it.
Hey.
I just want to know if my meat has been manipulated.
Oh, yeah. Whoopee.
They're not dumb. They're stupid. Don and Mike.
Talking with Mike, and I think tomorrow an entire segment has to be devoted to my conversation with Jim Nantz.
Yeah.
My private conversation with Jim Nantz.
It sounds
Friday.
Fascinating. It really does.
I'll just tease you with this. I happened to call the cat on Friday night. I think he had probably had a glass of wine.
He has one.
He was at dinner mm-hmm. with 16 people
wow.
in Providence, Rhode Island. And my God, guys.
Hey, guys.
I got a glimpse into the mind of Nantz.
That's exciting.
That I
legendary television broadcaster Jim Nantz.
Before.
We're curious.
And you got the conversation pregame. You know, you got to talk to him before the big day.
It's too funny. But listen, I could go on and on because that's going to start you riffing mm-hmm. on some of the stuff that he talked about.
Hi, guys.
Like, I know if I was just to tell you just this much, that do you know that, let me see, we had him on the show Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So Friday night, this is kind of, you know, some DJs will send notes to people. I do that sometimes. We have
thank
a good guest
note,
on the show. Thank you note.
Right.
Someone like Nantz. I do call the guy up, and I'll say, hey, good job. Most of the time, I'm positive I'm going to get his voicemail.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just say, thanks for being on the show today. We appreciate it.
And imagine your surprise.
When he wanted to talk.
Cool.
And he really, really wanted to talk.
That's exciting.
And the one thing, oh, my God, which thing was it that I was going to tell you about? We discussed Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Ad nauseum, we discussed Tom Brady. We also discussed how Jim feels about rowdy fans.
Oh, very. Oh, I bet he doesn't like that.
We could guess.
Yes.
But the thing that made me just do a double take driving down the road was he said, so, guys, I was just on with you today. This previous night, Thursday night, Don, I was up until 1:10 a.m., and I want to tell you, it's finished. I go, what's finished? My book.
Oh, really?
Oh.
A book?
He's writing a book.
A book about his paw.
Oh, very good. Oh,
very
I
nice.
Can't wait to hear really? About that.
John, forward by Bush Sr.
Oh, George Sr. Oh.
No, because he's all
he's
up in there.
He's kind of tight with that family.
Yeah. He's all up in that.
Oh,
you two are so similar.
So many
two peas in a pod, you two.
Well,
thick as thieves you are.
See, I'm letting it all go right now, but I just tell you. Here's how I know that maybe Jim had a glass of wine, because he said, Don, I am so pleased to chat with you. I am going to be on D.C. on May 4th. I'm going to be down at the White House doing some things. Laura Bush is going to be with me for my book. I would love to get together with you.
There it is.
And at that point, I was like, okay. Jim's had a little Merlot.
Wow, that's fascinating.
But anyway, there was a lot of insight into Jim that I'll tell you about tomorrow.
I want to hear about the book.
Also, we talked about SEX.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
Well, he had to have some Merlot.
Here was his quote.
Huh? What are you wearing?
No, his quote.
I love you.
No. I enjoy it.
I'm just like the next guy.
Good to know.
I said, we were talking about all kinds of, I said, why are you so uptight about sex? Come on. I enjoy it.
I enjoy it. Wow. He's a man's man.
Sure he does. Anyway.
Wow. Mike, yes, I'm here.
Mike took his kids to a place. It was a surprise. We didn't talk about it on the radio last week.
Yeah, I didn't want to talk about it because I wanted to surprise my kids.
Right. I call it Bacteria Park.
It couldn't be further from the truth. I will actually say a nice thing about them because it was a good experience. They're all over the country, I think, or at least the eastern half. I think they got some of them in Wisconsin. It's Great Wolf Lodge. What it is is an indoor
seen the ads
water park and a kids hotel. It's a hotel that's designed specifically for kids to run around and have a good time. And,
are you covered with athlete's foot today?
I'm 100% A-OK. However, so I had a bit of a mishap in the middle of the weekend.
This is the best part. Okay, everybody.
Do you want me to really lead with this? Because there is a bit of a lead up to
this.
Well,
Mike, I think that's...
That you might enjoy.
Well, if you can give the lead up and then lead to what you told me off the air.
Well, I'll tell you, that's the middle part of the weekend. Went down Friday night, didn't want to deal with the Saturday traffic, didn't want to deal with a big bunch of people checking in on Saturday, which I knew they would be. So we got down there on Friday, very late, checked in, low key, you know, got to the place, up at the crack of dawn, went down to the fabulous buffet breakfast that they had, 8 o'clock sharp in the morning, had our breakfast, and then bam, right to the water park. Didn't waste any time at all. A day in the water park, they have these magic little pictures all over the hotel where the kids can point these magic wands at and play this puzzle game, you know, this Dungeons and Dragons kind of game, all over the hotel. Hmm. So after the water park...
This is a real question.
Yes.
Does the place itself have that smell of an indoor pool?
I was pleasantly surprised that the smell that it had was, at least in the hotel part, it's so brand new, or at least I don't know how long it's been around, but it had that kind of new smell to it. So I was very relieved.
What about where you took your kids to the water?
The water park, it was, I think they super shock it, Don.
Sure.
I think they put more chlorine. I think they eye-burning chlorine in the water in this thing. Because I was very, I feel the same way about those places as you do. You think of the outdoor water parks, and I'll never forget when we went to Wild World that one time, and I was going up the stairs, and there was a guy with a tick on his back. And I'll never forget that. I was, adults can be traumatized, too.
Sure.
And when you look at a guy that's 2 inches away from you on the stair above you going up to the water slide and you see a tick crawling on his back, it traumatizes you forever. And
yes.
I haven't been, nor do I like to go to water parks. This is the second time I've gone now since that traumatic experience.
And
that
to
I
me,
had.
There's something that strikes me as an indoor water park mm-hmm. as opposed to an outdoor water park. Uh-huh. An indoor water park is grosser because the cooties and everything – they got nowhere to go.
But they stay inside, but it's the same principle. It's not like because it's indoors, it's not fed by an outdoor mountain stream.
Mike, I understand.
You know,
I know,
it's the same thing. Believe me, I looked at that water.
I know it's irrational, but I would think it's like being in a greenhouse as
it's
opposed
warm.
To being outside.
Well, you know, a couple of the lifeguards sounded like they had nasty little throaty hacks, you know, by being in that environment
sure.
all day long. I mean, this place is open, I think, from 9 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. It's
Plus,
open all day.
Well, here's another serious question
yes.
for you. So it's kids of all ages, right?
Yeah, kids of all ages.
So how many, like...
My daughter's 10 and 12 in the perfect, absolutely flawless demo, but they had teenagers there, too, and they had little bitties as well.
I'm thinking about, what about, like, the diaper patrol?
They have a separate pool, thank God. Uh-huh. A completely isolated, separate pool for them over there. But they've got, if you're asking about the water park, they've got these gigantic water slides are in there. There's this... like kind of monkey bar configuration in the middle that has this giant bucket, and you hear the kids scream because they fill this massive bucket, and then you stand under it, and it cascades over you. And, as far as going on rides and going on the water slides, I didn't mind. It was fun for me, too. It was all about the kids this weekend. It was all about them being happy.
You weren't one of those dads that wore a shirt, were you?
No.
Thank
I'm not going to do that.
Mike,
even at my
you.
Large carriage. And I'm walking around with Carla, and I'm looking around, and to be honest with you, on this particular weekend, you had a pretty low MILF factor in the water park, and you know, about the second day, I got a little fed up with the, you know, with the eyes, you know, kind of looking at me going, you know, what is she, you know, what is she doing with that manatee walking across the, you know, and that, I know what people are thinking when they see me. They first say, oh, older daughter walking through the, and then they go, oh, they're together.
So they see you holding hands father-daughter.
Yeah, and then the look becomes, you know, whoa. What's that all about? And I just want to know, all those people should know, I know what your eyes are telling me. And as far as the guys, especially the last day, two fat guys hanging out by the snack bar, one of those deals where you want to say, you know, would you like an effing camera, really? Why don't you just, here's the camera, take the photograph right now. So I was really, that was the end of the weekend, and I was getting a little frustrated. Uh-huh. But there's one nice thing. After an entire day in the water park, the magic part where you know, the kids get wands and run.
Right.
And my ex-wife had told me this, because they had been there before to this place, that the kids have the run of the hotel to themselves. And because of the way it's laid out, they can go and play these games. It's four levels of this hotel. They got these little, like, buried treasure and stuff. And you put the magic wand on this electronic thing. It's pretty elaborate, and it's actually a lot of fun. But at the end of the day, after the water park, when Daddy decided that he wanted to dip in to the little bar and grill that they had, uh-huh, I was told that I said to Catherine, check in with me every 10 minutes or so, just come back and give me a progress report. And they did that, and they were great about that. But Daddy had a little moment and Carla where we were able to hang out by ourselves for a while and chat with some of the other bad parents that were in the bar and grill, and then we went back and had another one of the fabulous buffets. So after I got the kids to bed on, Saturday? Yes, Saturday night, got the kids to bed. Carla fell asleep because she was exhausted. The kids went to sleep very shortly thereafter. They're all wired, and they watch a little movie, and they go to sleep. And Daddy decided, you know, I'm still awake. I'm kind of, you know, pumped up about the weekend's activities, too.
Wild.
You know, I'm going to go to the water park the next day, and then we'll, you know, watch the games in the afternoon.
Right.
And, you know, it's a relaxing weekend for me. And I decided, hey, I go down and just have myself a little nightcap. And because I drank a draft beer as opposed to my usual bottled beer, my tummy on Sunday morning was upset a little bit. Oh, but, Sunday morning, it's back to the water park again after the aforementioned buffet breakfast with the
were wearing out that buffet this weekend.
Well, that's all they have. You know, that's what they have in there, and it's a buffet. And, you know, I didn't feel like going off campus. One of the nice things, you know, you check in. That's the easy factor for the parents. You
right.
check in. It's all self-contained. You don't have to worry about anything.
All the French toast you want.
It was. I was actually trying very hard the first 2 days to stay on my Weight Watchers points, which I did pretty well. Had a little egg white omelet, mm-hmm, but it's still not the food that I'm accustomed to eating, and I'm certainly not accustomed to drinking draft beer.
How
as
much
I
draft
as I found
beer?
Out later, not a lot, but just enough
what
to get
flavor?
Me by. It was a Blue Moon ale.
Okay.
Blue Moon. It was like a wheat
yeah.
ale.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never, since my college days, my tummy does not respond well to that at all.
It does. No
and,
one's done.
Really? Nobody does. And so after the water park on Saturday, we went in to the buffet, had ourselves a little lunch break, and then it was back to the room. The girls were going to watch a movie late in the afternoon, and I was going to finally get a little, you know, recline time, and I was just going to vid out a little bit and watch
right.
a little TV. And I'm lying there, and Carla was watching another movie out in the other room. It's great because they have the kids have a little room, we have a little room, and then there's the common area.
Right.
So that's another nice thing about it. And Carla pops into the room. I don't even know what time this was on Saturday, but I'm chilling out, and she walks in, and she goes, "Oh, did you do something?" I said, no. I said, "Oh, I mean, a while ago, a long time ago." She said, did you fart? And I said, no. I mean, I might have, like, earlier in the day, but it hasn't been for a while. And then Catherine came in to ask me something, and Catherine had the same reaction. And she said, Daddy, did you? I said, no, I don't. And then Catherine leaves, and so everybody's out of the room. I'm there by myself, and I kind of do a sniff. Chat, and I go, there's something really wrong, and I smell something, and and at this point, I'm fully clothed. I'm wearing my jeans, and I'm lying on the bed watching television, and I kind of shifted to one side, and I immediately perceived moisture,
uh-huh.
where there really shouldn't be something. And I suddenly said, well, that wind breakage of, 45 minutes to an hour ago.
Oh my!
Perhaps I should check. And
a shirt.
And I unfortunately determined, you know, the bathroom's very close. When I looked, you know, not a tremendous amount, but there was a bit, and it was enough to cause the distress that that both my girlfriend and my daughter had experienced when they came into the room. It was a shart factor.
A little poop in your
pants. And it was not enough, in my humble opinion, and this is where I probably am going to gross a lot of people out here. It was not enough to, in my humble opinion, throw the boxers away.
Okay.
Because I have been on the road. Let me just say, I've been on the road previously where there, you know, a long day of walking and chafing and everything else, where I have not packed enough for, you know, for the entire weekend, and I will tend to launder.
Uh-huh.
My shorts.
Right.
And so I said, well, this was so insignificant, although it was there. I'm not going to lie and say there wasn't any evidence there.
Right.
I said, at this point, I will do what I do. And
right.
What I did was immediately I take both the pants and the shorts off, and I'm hoping that no one comes in. Unfortunately, I just went out to the hotel room door, my part of the room, and shut the door so that nobody would come in, and I locked it. And I turned on the sink, piping hot, as hot as I could get it, and then began to get both the body wash and the soap. And really what I was doing was what the Indians used to do with their clothing, Native Americans, I'm sorry to be politically incorrect, launder my boxers. And because I wasn't going, if I had thrown them away.
How big a dollop was it?
Less than the size of a quarter.
Big as a Hershey's Kiss?
Yeah. I mean, if you're talking about that being a Hershey's Kiss,
yeah,
it would be about a little smaller than a quarter. And
the diameter of it?
It was a round mark.
So it was round. How thick?
It was not thick. That's the part where it was more like.
Was it like the film on the top of like a Jell-O pudding?
Not that significant. It was more
a spot.
Here's the deal, Don. Because I had discovered this late.
Yeah.
It was not the pudding film that you're talking about was not as significant as the
stain.
The stain itself.
Set.
So you know, the stain had set, and I began to work very vigorously and burning my hands at the same time because I
sure.
Even though it's me and I'm not that I'm very concerned about that, and there was a lot of soap and scrubbing and then scrubbing my hands vigorously and then soaking and then wringing out. And when I became aware of the fact that everything was finished, I then wrung the shorts out and then placed them, and this was my key tactical error, I placed them on the windowsill and changed into some other boxers, back into my jeans, went back to where I was lying before, and of course immediately, as soon as I do that, Carla comes into the room and as though she had radar.
They do.
Yeah.
And she said the word that you had said before without even – she looked over at the windowsill and she looked at me, and without even a moment hesitation, she said, "Did you shart?" And I had to come clean
of course.
At that point. And it was that at that point where she looked like she was going to throw up and said to me, "Did you wash them?" I said, yes, I didn't want to.
In the same sink, you'll be washing your face in later and brushing your teeth in.
I did not want to. Perhaps it was an error in judgment, and she was not happy with this. And thank God there were two bathrooms in this double hotel room that we had. So I had to run the sink again, throw out the soap and the body wash that I had used, bring in the new soap and the new body wash.
Good idea.
It was I'm not proud of it, but I think it's happened to everybody, hasn't it?
Oh, sure.
I mean,
sure.
It happens. That type of thing happens, and I was not proud. And of course, for the rest of the weekend, it was you know, you okay?
Huh.
You know, is your tummy okay? You feeling all right? Not going to have any more accidents, are you? And the moral of the story is just you never know. You never know. I had no clue. It was really almost as though I was incontinent. which is something I probably will experience in my life. So I was very happy to.
That word had crossed my mind. I didn't want to say it.
It was kind of like incontinent because really,
you've been laying
you think normally when somebody does that, aren't you immediately aware?
And wouldn't
and
you?
Because I was in a reclining position, that was the problem. It was so minor. It was so tiny that I was not aware of it. And it was also because of my body position. I like to, when I'm watching television, I will lie with my back on the bed and I will cross my left leg across my right knee, placing all of my weight almost on the small of my back and not on my butt. So I experienced that. But then it was back to, and I don't know where the boxers are now.
Well,
they might still be in my suitcase.
For the next lucky family that rents that room.
No, I didn't leave them in the hotel room. No.
Or how about that lucky family that just uses that sink next?
Well, hopefully it'll be properly sanitized.
Yeah. They always are.
Yeah, they always
they
are.
Always
no,
are.
We're talking piping hot water. The sink was completely, the sink was clean. It was hotter water than you would see in your normal laundry. Mm-hmm. It really was. I was not proud of myself, but hey. It happened.
It happened.
And sometimes things happen like that, and I was not proud of myself either.
Sure, it happens.
And, you know, it just fell into the whole category of, you know, being walking around the pool and feeling like a 90-year-old man, too. And maybe I just, maybe perhaps subconsciously on some particular level, I was feeling that and acting like a person that should be put in a nursing home. Maybe that's exactly what happened to me, so... That was the main. Other than that, we had a perfectly wonderful weekend. It was back to the buffet that evening for dinner.
Do you have any urge?
I was fine. I recovered right after that. My tummy was fine.
Any urge to shower?
Yeah, I showered. I showered.
Good.
Yeah,
good. Like
I showered that evening before dinner. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. I cleaned up thoroughly.
Good.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mention that.
That's an important detail.
But I didn't shower immediately after.
Pictures you put in your jeans. Gone.
Well, no. Wait.
Well,
hold
listen,
on.
Who's hungry?
I didn't immediately shower after that process. I showered before dinner, but I didn't. I did put on my clothes after that.
And what'd you do?
Huh? I went back to lying on the bed because I didn't want anybody to discover what had happened.
Sure. Oh, that's all right. Then you.
But then before going out, I showered.
You just got your poopy DNA over the bedspread.
I don't think I did. I don't think.
I'm positive your poopy DNA is all over that room.
No, it's not.
Shower or luxurious bath?
No bath.
No bath.
No, those baths are gross.
Of course. Who knows what's happened in there?
I don't want to go into a bath, man. That's where everybody else has been.
We gotta bring
all those pigs.
Be right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.